Today's Old Testament reading is from the book of Amos, chapter 5, verses 18 through 24. It can be found in your pew Bible on page 794. Listen for God's word. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Why would you have the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light, as if a man fled from a lion and a bear met him, or went into the house and leaned with his hand against the wall and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light, and gloom with no brightness in it? I despise your feasts. I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and cereal offerings, I will not accept them. And the peace offerings of your fatted beasts, I will not look upon them. Take away from me the noise of your songs. To the melody of your harps I will not listen. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Here's the end of God's word.
Our New Testament reading this morning will come from Matthew's Gospel. We'll be reading from chapter 25 of Matthew's Gospel, verses 1 through 13, and it's found on page 860 of your pew Bibles. This time, let us listen to God's word for us. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be compared to 10 maidens who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 of them were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them, but the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those maidens rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise replied, "Perhaps there will not be enough for us and for you. Go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went with him in the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other maidens came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he replied, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The word of the Lord. Eternal God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I may have recounted to you before that when I was a young soldier stationed in Germany, every month we would have an alert. And it was a time when someone would come through the barracks blowing a whistle, and that would alert us that we needed to get up and don our field gear and go out to our vehicles and travel out to predetermined places as if we were actually going to war. Now, because I worked in the division headquarters, I always knew when the alert was going to happen, usually early on a Monday morning, about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. That's when someone would come through the barracks and blowing the whistle. So because we always knew when the alert would happen, we were always prepared for it. We had our duffel bags laid out, and we had our field gear ready, and we had the vehicles topped off, so we were always prepared. But every once in a while, an alert would be called when no one knew beforehand when it would occur. One time I remember an alert was called on Sunday evening. That was kind of the kickback time when everyone is rewinding. An alert was called. I was in the chapel there for an evening service, and we heard the whistles blow, and everyone had to scramble to prepare themselves to get ready for the alert. Some people didn't have their field gear ready. Some of the vehicles weren't ready. But it was a difficult time for many people because they were not prepared. Jesus says that that's how the kingdom of God will come. No one knows the day or the hour, not even him, but it will come like a thief in the night. So he says, be ready, be prepared. Of course, that hasn't stopped people from trying to figure out when that day will be. A couple of years ago, an 89-year-old radio preacher declared that he had it all figured out. He knew when the kingdom of God was going to come. He had done the calculations, listened carefully to what Jesus said, and he had it all figured out. The fact that it didn't happen only proved the Lord's point. No one knows the day or the hour. So you need to be ready and prepared at all times. This is the end of the Christian year. In a couple of weeks, we'll be entering into the season of Advent. And during this time, the lectionary concerns itself with a consideration of the end times. And that's what our parable this morning is about. The parable of the 10 brides. The 10 bridesmaids. They're all waiting for the coming of the bridegroom so that they can lead the bridal party into the wedding banquet. Jesus often likened the kingdom of God to a wedding banquet where everyone is celebrating, and that's what these 10 bridesmaids are waiting for. They're waiting for the party, waiting for the coming of the bridegroom, but five of them, we are told, are ready. And five of them are not ready. Five of them are wise, but five of them are unwise. Five of them get to enter into the banquet, but five of them are left knocking at the door. And so Jesus is saying, do not be like those five who are left knocking at the door. Don't be like the five who are left in the darkness. Don't miss the party, but be prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. Be ready. Now, this text is often used as an evangelistic text. It's often a text that is directed towards unbelievers, reminding them of the fragility and the unpredictability of life. Some people live their lives in the moment. Some people give no thought for tomorrow. They give no thought where they will spend eternity. They live as if they have all the time in the world. But none of us know the day or the hour of our own demise. None of us know when we'll be called to meet the Lord. None of us know how long we have. We might have 20 minutes, we might have 20 years, we don't know. None of us know that for sure, and so we are called to be ready. And this text is often used to admonish people to be ready. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart now. Turn around, repent, be ready, because you never know. That's a good message for people to hear. But I don't think that's what this parable that our Lord tells in Matthew's gospel is all about. Jesus isn't directing this parable to carefree unbelievers. He is talking to people who are bridesmaids. He is talking to people who have already been invited to the party. He is talking to people who are already anticipating the coming of the bridegroom. He's talking to people like you and like me, people who are waiting and watching and praying for the coming of the kingdom. Jesus tells people like you and me that we need to be ready, that we need to be prepared. But what does Jesus mean when he tells us to be prepared? How do people like you and me, people who are in the church, people who make the confession of faith, people who already believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, how can we prepare ourselves for the coming of the kingdom? What does Jesus want from us? In Matthew's gospel, the way that you prepare yourself for the kingdom is to start living into the kingdom right now. In order to ready ourselves for that day when the bridegroom comes, we need to be in training for it right now. But what does that look like? How do we ready ourselves right now? How do we live into God's coming kingdom at this time and at this place? Well, Jesus gives us a powerful description of how to do that. He gives us a powerful description of how to live our lives in anticipation of his coming. He gives us that description in his Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 5. To be ready for the kingdom of God is to be the kind of people who can turn the other cheek in the face of adversity. To be people who are ready for the kingdom of God is to be the kind of people who can love their enemies, and not only love their enemies, but forgive their enemies. To be the kind of people who are ready for the kingdom of God is to be a people who can go the extra mile. In order to prepare ourselves and ready ourselves for God's coming kingdom, we are called to be a people who can love God with all of our hearts and to love our neighbor with all of our hearts. If we want to ready ourselves for the coming of the kingdom, Jesus says, begin now. There's an old-fashioned word for what this is called, and it's called righteousness, living rightly. We don't use that word anymore, maybe because it has a degree of religious prudery and snobbery associated with it, but we are called to live rightly. And if you want to see what righteousness looks like in person, all you have to do is look at Jesus. There's nothing snobbish or prudish about Jesus, but Jesus is the one who comes to show us what the kingdom looks like, and he is the one who comes to ready us for the kingdom. Another old-fashioned word that might be used is the word justice. And it's interesting that the Greek word for justice and righteousness is actually the same word. That's because justice simply means to make things right. To make things right not only in our individual lives, but also in our social relationships with one another. We are to make things right. We are to have right relationships with one another. We are to care for one another, to love one another, to do for each other what we would like done for ourselves. And so Jesus is reminding us that if we are to prepare ourselves for the coming of the kingdom, then we must be a people who live righteously and justly. The parable of the 10 bridesmaids is in many respects a difficult parable, perhaps one of Jesus's more difficult parables. But perhaps what Jesus is warning us against this morning is a kind of spiritual complacency and passivity. We all know that waiting for anything is always difficult, especially if you don't know when what you are waiting for is going to occur. And the longer the wait, the more difficult it becomes, and the easier it is to become complacent, to forget how we are called to live, to forget about living righteously and justly. It's easy to be loving and merciful and forgiving for a day, but the longer we have to wait, the more difficult it becomes, and we become complacent. We simply mix in with the rest of the world, and before we know it, there's nothing distinguishing us from those around us. But Jesus is telling us, do not be complacent, but be prepared. Be ready for the coming of the kingdom. Complacency, of course, was the problem in the prophet Amos's day. The Israelites had been waiting for the day of the Lord. They'd been waiting for God to act on their behalf. They'd been waiting for God to break in to history. And the prophet tells them that, yes, God is coming. The day of the Lord is coming. You can count on it. But the day of the Lord will not be what you are expecting. Yes, you are waiting for the Lord, but you are not ready for the Lord. You have not prepared yourself for the Lord. You have not lived the kind of lives that God requires of you. So the day of the Lord for you will be darkness instead of light. It will be like fleeing from a bear, only to run into a lion. And when you read the prophet Amos, all of the book of the prophet Amos, one of the things that Amos is so incensed about is the way that people live their lives together. He is concerned about the fact that they no longer live in their social relationships as God's people. The rich not only forget about the poor, but exploit and use the poor. No one cares about anyone else. The only thing that concerns people is how to make the next dollar and how to make the next profit. They try to substitute right living through their worship by giving grain offerings to God and lifting their voice in song. But the Lord, through the prophet, says, I hate that. I hate when you lift up your voice to me in song. I hate when you give me your grain offerings. I hate it whenever you do it and it's divorced from the way you know you are supposed to live. I hate when you offer me your praise and you're not living right with one another. I hate when you offer me your offerings and you forget about the poor and the most vulnerable in your midst. So yes, the day of the Lord is coming. It's surely coming, but it will be a day of darkness for you and not a day of light. Jesus, in this parable of the 10 maids, is telling us something similar to that. Jesus is telling us that unless we are prepared ourselves for the day of the Lord, that it will be darkness instead of light. I admit this morning that waiting for Jesus to return is difficult. It's hard work for most of us. But each time we bear each other's burdens, each time we advocate for the poor, each time we forgive one another, each time we minister to children in our midst, each time we comfort those who need to be comforted, then we are not only testifying to the presence of the risen Lord, but we prepare ourselves for the coming of his kingdom. I appreciated Howard this morning lifting up our missionaries, because I was considering a young man who is a man who's preparing himself for the coming of the kingdom. His name is Kent Brantley. You may have heard of him in the news recently. He is a doctor, and he's only recently graduated from med school and did his residency. And upon graduating from med school and completing his residency, he could have taken a job anywhere in the United States, but instead he chose to go to Liberia, Africa, with Samaritan's Purse. Before he got there, the Ebola epidemic had not yet become full-blown, and so he knew nothing about it. But when he got there, he found himself in the midst of an epidemic. And it would have been easy for him to have gotten back on the plane and turned around and said, "This is not what I bargained for." That's probably what I would have done. But he didn't do that. He was a doctor, and the people there needed medical help. And most importantly, he was a Christian there with the Christian organization. And so instead of turning around and running, he stayed, and he gave medical care to the people who needed it, until he himself contracted Ebola. In a world where everyone else is running from it, in a country where people want to quarantine Africa and not have anything to do with it, in a world where we are scared to death of it, this young man, Kent Brantley, actually put himself in the middle of the storm, because he knows what it means to prepare and ready himself for the coming of the kingdom of God. Jesus wants all of us to be a part of the party. He wants all of us to be there at the wedding banquet. He doesn't want any of us left in the darkness knocking on the door. But he wants all of us to be able to be a part of that great day when he returns. None of us, of course, can wait by ourselves. But we all need each other. We need each other to strengthen us, to prepare us, to ready us. We are called to ready and prepare each other. And so that's why we come to this place Sunday after Sunday, and that's why we come to this place throughout the week. We come to help lift each other up and to prepare each other for the coming of God's kingdom. God's kingdom of love, God's kingdom of peace, God's kingdom of compassion, God's kingdom of mercy, God's kingdom of concern and care for the whole world. We come to this place to begin to live into that kingdom right now and to ready ourselves to be able to meet the bridegroom when he comes and to be the light of the world that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has called us to be. As we continue moving forward at the end of this Christian year, let us remember that we are indeed called to be the light of the world. Let us have our lamps burning. Let us be ready in our acts of love for this world and for each other and for the God who has called us to be his people this day and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, help us as we wait for your coming in our midst. Help us to be a people who are prepared and ready for you. Help us to be the beloved community that you call us to be, that community of people who begin even now to ready ourselves for the great banquet, the great party that you are preparing for the whole world. Be with each and every one of us. Guide and direct our steps. Lead us along your path of self-giving love. And help us to be the people that you have called us to be. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.